Welcome. This is a short exercise that invites you to reflect a little bit. So take a journal or something to write on. Find a space where you're sure you cannot be disturbed for the next 5 or 10 minutes or so. And invite you to put your phone away, to make it really comfortable and simple for you. And when you're ready, just take a seat either on a pillow, or you can even lay down if that's more comfortable for you. Take a moment here and hear and close your eyes. Tune into your breath. Take a moment to really pay attention to the signals that are inside of you. Any quality that's present, any feeling, any state of mind, state of heart. And allow your spine to be the center of your attention for a moment. Locate the base of your spine around your tailbone. And gently bring your awareness alongside your spine, all the way up to your neck, and all the way up to the top of your head. For a moment, just feel the presence of your spine in your body, the centralness, the very central aspect of the spine in your body. And notice your breath as your breath is happening without you doing anything. And see what you can do to invite the breath to open even more. So the breath have more and more permission to be itself, to breathe you, literally. And if that's not too disturbing, let the wind behind my voice in the background of this recording be an invitation to tune into your body even more. To invite your connection with the elements inside. And take a moment now to center around your heart. Noticing the middle of your chest, what we call the inner heart, Hridaya, the middle of the middle. And as you center in that place, allow your breath to settle there. Discover the subtle qualities of your heart. As you breathe in, really make room for whatever is present in your heart, and as you breathe out, release anything that's blocking the way for you to enter your heart. And now, with your awareness centered in your heart, take a moment to reflect over the past few months. What's been happening the past few months, what you've been going through, the things you've learned, the things you've missed, perhaps. And just really being really open to any state of mind or of heart, any feelings related to that. And let go of any images or any judgment about what you should have done, what you didn't do, what you could do. Simply stay with the thought that everything is as it should be. Everything is as it should be. And now I'd like to invite you to drop into your heart a bit deeper and ask your heart, what is my heartfelt, deep longing. What is one of my deepest desires, heartfelt, deep longing? And let any quality, image, or even words come up. Just stick to the first impression, the first inspirations, the first burst of inspiration that comes. Don't think it too much, or don't think it at all, actually. Try to stay with this longing, just making space for this longing to be there, to be true, to be inside of you. And now take a moment to ask yourself, ask your heart really, setting your head a little bit more into the background. How would I feel if I get my deepest desire, my deepest longing met? How would I feel? What did it bring? And whatever feelings or state or quality comes to you, let that be the right one. And try to invite this quality to really spread in your heart, to really inhabit yourself. And sometimes that can be challenging. We tend to push away what we actually need. And it's totally normal. It's a psychological pattern that makes a lot of sense for the large majority of us. So if you feel any blocks around inviting that quality that matches with your deepest desires, simply breathe into that resistance and slowly trust the process of inviting that feeling in. Let that feeling really come inside of you and show you what it is. Take a moment to let that feeling really settle in. And now I invite you to drop the following question into the wisdom of your heart, the wisdom of your body. What is the biggest challenge I'm facing right now? What's the most difficult challenge I'm facing right now in my life? And again, let the first answer that comes be the right one. Create space around it so you really let yourself own it and be honest. Now, having been in touch with your deepest longing, with the quality of the feelings behind this longing and the biggest actual challenge, let's drop again the fourth inquiry in our heart for today. And now ask yourself, what do I need to let go in order for this longing really to be manifested, to be met? What do I need to let go right now? What's no longer useful? Something I've been clinging into, whether it's fear or a story or a belief, or maybe a very concrete thing or relationship or situation. Again, let yourself Be with the first answer that comes. Don't think it. It's not the head. This is about, it's really the wisdom of your inner self that knows, the place of you that knows. So what is it you need to let go in order to move on closer to your heartfelt desire? Stay with it for a moment. We'll have time to write a bit later. And now we're going to conclude with the last inquiry. And take a moment to recenter in your heart. Just let go of whatever is keeping your mind busy, or whatever is keeping yourself a bit tensed, a bit wary. And now, take a moment to feel into what you're ready to harvest right now. What is the quality inside of you that's mature, or the insight, the knowledge, the wisdom that's mature and ready for you to share or to be owned at the very first? What is ready to get harvested, to be received, to be seen inside of you? And linked to this question, what is your next step? What's the very next step, the courageous step, the step you don't want to make, as David White, poet, David White says it. So what's ready to get harvested, to be owned by yourself? And link to that, what the very first next step you need to make. Just trust your intuition, this one. It's not a plan, it's not a program, a schedule, or even a coaching plan or something like that. It's really first intuitive step. Okay, and take a moment to bring your hands in front of your heart, releasing any expectation about yourself. Bow your heads, your head to your hands. Breathe into your heart. Feel the softness between your palms that reflects the same softness with which you hold yourself, with which your heart holds yourself. And slowly release your hands and open your eyes. Now please take your journal or some paper that you had and take a few moments to write. Get in touch with whatever insight came up for you. So we started with the deepest heart longing or deepest desire, heartfelt desire. We also felt into the feeling that will be following that heartfelt desire if it was manifested. Yourself really own this and write it down. There's something happening when we actually use our hand to write instead of the computer. There's really something that helps integrate in the brain and in the body, with the whole body wisdom, using our body to write. Then we went into the challenge, biggest challenge right now. Of course, you can pause this recording anytime if you need more time to write. We also ask what was ready to get harvested what's mature now to be picked, if you like. Quote unquote, get picked and harvested, what's ready to be shared inside of you with the world, and at least with yourself. What you need to get rid of, what you need to let go can also be part of that. Just let anything that comes up be written down on your piece of paper. Free flow. And then we went into the very next step. What's ahead of you? Take a few more moments to finish your writing. Make sure what's in your heart really gets expressed on paper. When you feel ready, you can take a moment to reread, to read again everything you wrote. Maybe notice just really honestly any other things that comes up, and let the mind stay in the background. And when you feel ready, you can bring your hands in front of your heart. Take a moment here with a comfortable sitting posture to bow your head to your hands with humility, to really recognize the wisdom of the body, the wisdom of the heart. And thank you for taking the time to this exercise for yourself and the persons you touch indirectly. And may this exercise and may the wisdom that emerged be inspiring, be helpful on each and everyone's journey. Namaste.